The Holy Gospel according to St. John's, the 20th chapter, that we are going to read together. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, at the door of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not in them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them, said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. You may be seated. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have you recovered for last Sunday, Easter Sunday? I did. And I was reading a book the other day for my coaching class, and I found a statement that caught my attention. This statement says, "Living in unbelief can be very costly." Living in unbelief can be very costly. How do I know if I am living by faith or living by unbelief? A week ago, we celebrated the resurrection. There comes a time, however, when we must live the resurrection. There are days when we prefer just to stay in bed, pull the covers over our heads, and close out the world. Some days, it seems easier and safer to lock the doors of our houses and avoid the circumstances and people in our lives. Sometimes we just want to run away, hide, and not deal with the reality of our lives. But every time we shut the doors of our lives, our minds, and our hearts, we lock ourselves in. That is what has happened to the disciples in today's gospel. The disciples are met in the house in fear. The doors are locked. A week later, they are in the same place. It is the same house, the same walls, the same closed doors, the same locks. Nothing much has changed. I wonder, a week after Easter, are our lives different? Are we living in the freedom and joy of resurrection? Or are we behind locked doors? What are the locked doors of our lives, our hearts, our minds? I truly believe that the writer of this gospel was talking about more than physical walls. He is describing the interior condition of the disciples. The locked places of our lives are always more about what is going on inside of us rather than around us. What are the closed places of your life? Maybe, like the disciples, it is fear. Maybe it is questions, disbelief, or the conditions we place on our faith. Perhaps it is loss and sorrow. Some seem unable or unwilling to open up to new ideas, possibilities, and change. Or sometimes we are like the doubting Thomas. Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, I will not believe. Unless I put my finger in the mark of the nails, I will not believe. Unless I put my hand in his side, I will not believe. Thomas has put conditions on his faith, his believing. He wants concrete evidence that can be seen and touched. In some ways, it is difficult to fault Thomas. We are not so different from him. If we are honest, I do not think it is possible to have a mature faith without some doubt. It is just hard for us to admit it. We have the tendency to doubt. We justify our doubt easily. We find big reasons to support them. We live in a world that relies on something tangible in order to believe. Like Thomas, we live in a world where seeing is believing. His request, it's not that unusual. In fact, he does not ask for anything the other disciples did not have. And yet, 1 week later, those same disciples are in the same place. They are in the same house, behind the same locked door with the same fear. How were their lives changed? What did seeing do for them? Not much, it seems. Seeing, it's believing. And that may work pretty well for the world around us, but not so well for the world within us. It simply does not apply to things like faith, love, relationships, real life, or resurrection. We are so used to the Thomas who wants to see in order to believe that we forget there is another way, another Thomas. After all, Thomas is called the twin. That twin, the other way, says that believing is seeing. Remember when Jesus was raised from death? The women went to the tomb and it was empty. There was nothing to see. And the women are told that Jesus had gone ahead of them to Galilee, and there they will see him. If the women wait to see in order to believe, they will miss Jesus. But if they believe and get on the road to Galilee, they will see the risen Christ. My brother and my sister, we are left with that same choice. Seeing is believing, or believing is seeing. That is also Thomas's choice. Jesus is calling Thomas to leap into the side that believes and then sees. It is out of believing that Thomas confesses, "My Lord and my God." That belief will forever color the world Thomas sees, the people he meets, the way he lives, and the way he dies. And at the end, faith brings peace. Doubt not. And we are not the ones who generate faith in us. God is. I would like to end with what the book of Hebrews says in chapter 11. The fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, it's the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It is our handle on what we cannot see. My beloved ones, remember this. Jesus is always entering the locked places of our lives. He does not open the door for us, but he gives us all we need so that we might open our doors to a new life, a new creation, a new way of being. This is happening all the time. We are free to unlock the doors of our lives and step into Jesus' life. Is not that amazing? Thanks be to God. Amen. Pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we are not alone in this journey, that you still love us when we doubt and we were fighting with thoughts, feelings, and situations that make us be away from you. But you are so loving that wait patiently our return to you. Continue to help us. Because we don't want to be away from you. We need you. In Jesus' name, amen.